I was in Steelers camp last week, to be honest.
Right.
And Jalen Ramsey looks good. You know who also looks good?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Does he?
Chris.
Listen, you're talking to the guy.
Hey.
I spent a month of overnight spinning the wheel of quarterbacks, Chris, complaining about the Jets not bringing back Aaron Rodgers.
You know who also looks, like, when I mean looks good, like, no look dimes. I'm talking about moving, like, scrambling, like, looks like he can, like, I know he didn't lose any weight.
Yeah.
But he looks mobile. Looks like, I mean, he's not 2000 and,
sure,
like, MVP mobile.
Yeah.
But for a guy his age, looks mobile. You wouldn't even thought he had any Achilles injury.
Really?
And so I was sitting there, and it was just like, as I'm standing there on the practice field, I'm saying to myself,
yeah,
like, I'm not trying to curse on air, but I'm just like, the Jets.
Yeah. No,
you know what I mean?
It's almost like it takes a full season before you can come back from
Achilles. I tore my Achilles. It took
me
a
full year. I mean, it's weird how that works.
I tore my Achilles. It took me a full year to get back to me being myself on the football.
Yeah, I think that, and that's why I'm frustrated by what they're doing. Look, I'm not in the, I don't know what he's asking for. I don't know all the details, but they went and get Aaron Rodgers. They make moves like Ramsey. It feels like they've been fed up with the same old, same old. They're trying to be bold inside a division that's very difficult, obviously, with some great quarterback play. Like, I think they're as fascinating a team, and I'm frustrated they would not just make sure they have their best team and pay this guy. But, like, to your point about Aaron Rodgers, like, that's why, like, for me, with Aaron Glenn here, I understand culture is difficult, but if you're gonna be the culture guy, then bring in guys that make culture difficult and fix the culture and have a quarterback who, you can't tell me Justin Fields is better. Can he stay healthier? Okay. Can he do different things in the running game and be a different type of quarterback? Okay. And maybe that's what you're looking for. But now you just sent me off on a whole other tangent with Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm being honest. I'm just telling you what I've seen.
But, I mean,
I'm just telling you what I was.
Can
was
you
just
imagine if he comes in week one and lights up the Jets and takes Pittsburgh to the top of that division along with Baltimore and Cincinnati? I mean, that would be, you want to talk about the Jets in absolute misery. That is misery.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'll just tell you as of right now, the man looks good. I'm just being honest.
And we should have had this conversation before the show started.
And I'm glad I'm not the only one that feels that way. I think Ryan Clark was in camp.
Yeah.
He reported the same thing. Like, multiple reporters, like, the guy, you know, I know Jets fans can't wait to boo the paint off his helmet
week one.
Get that. But you're not going to see what we saw last year.
You feel really confident in that.
I'm just telling you what I saw. Now, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, I mean, the man looks,
well, he's got to stay healthy. We all understand
that.
And last year, it wasn't even just a major injury. He had problems playing through any sort of, anything that was hampering him cost him significant play on the field. You saw it.
The man that was dealing with four injuries, I mean, between the Achilles, the knee, the hip, and the ankle.
Right.
Like, those are all things he was dealing with, still trying to keep this team afloat.
Yeah.
And Valley, it was a circus, right? A lot of things happened.
Of course.
Well, everything's well documented. But I think having the fact, being now that he's healthy, and he's with a ball club where he doesn't have to be the coach, where, you know, it speaks to a lot of when you step into the organization and you're not there to reset a culture. You're just simply there to play quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's in Pittsburgh simply to play quarterback.
Yeah.
Because everything's set in place.
Yeah.
Coach, front office, the people around the building, how they go about their business is already like, no, this is, it's already, it's a machine.
Yeah.
So now he just can just play quarterback and not be asked to, you know, there's a young quarterback in that room by the name of Will Howard who's at Ohio State.
Sure.
He's not asked to mentor Will Howard. He's wanting to do that. He wants to pass on that oral history. But overall, man, you could tell he's just in a different place.
Yeah. No, I think that's such a good point because when he came here, it wasn't even, you're right, it wasn't just to play quarterback. It was to lift the New York Jets organization.
I mean, we would treat him like Gandalf.
Oh, it was.
We were treating Aaron Rodgers like Gandalf,
man,
like save us.
You are just hitting it. You're wrestling. You're Lord of the Rings. I'm a huge Lord of the Rings guy, man. We should go do ayahuasca together. Like, this is amazing. But yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. He came here like that, and it felt like. And I don't want to I guess we're doing it when he ran out of that tunnel on 9/11 with the
American
flag.
One of the most iconic times in
New
York history.
There's no doubt. Like, it gave me, and I'm not a Jets fan, but it gave me goosebumps, man. That was an amazing moment. And to have it, you know, four plays into it end, but, like, that's what it was. He was running out of the tunnel to carry the Jets.
Jets fans were going nuts. They were throwing gabagool in the air. They were ripping open the Jets jackets. Gandolfini was popping up on the screen.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just like in Jet heaven when that man ran out that tunnel.
I know.
Four plays in, it felt like somebody pulled the extension cord out of all of New York City.
Brutal. And if 2 years later he does that for a, you can't even say floundering Pittsburgh team, but a team that's kind of, you know, gotten a bit of a rut here.
They've been deficient at the quarterback position ever since Ben Roethlisberger.
Absolutely. If he fully recovers from that injury and does what he was supposed to do for the Jets for Pittsburgh and starts that campaign against the Jets, I mean, it's hard not to feel like a team is cursed. Forget everything I said in the open. It's hard not to feel like a team is cursed.
Same old Jets.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, That is tough. That is tough. But you're right. He was brought here to do more than just play quarterback. And now he can go there with Mike Tomlin and that Pittsburgh team. And it feels like they're going for it. Like, it feels like they're, for the first time, they're not steady. We'll be fine. Our culture and our coach and just how we play football in Pittsburgh will carry us to some level of success.
Well,
it's like, let's make moves to see if we can go win something here.
Well, I think it's two things. I think one, if you look at the back half of that season, those five games where they played the big dogs in the NFL, meaning the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Eagles, and then they crawled into the playoffs against Baltimore and got dog walked. They realized they didn't have enough, and they were deficient mostly at that position.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what killed Russell Wilson. He, you know, their best guy beat the hell out of our guy. And Russell was, you know, the resume and everything that comes along with him couldn't keep up with the Joe Burrows or the Patrick Mahomes or the Jalen Hurts of the world. So they realized they had to make a change. On top of that, they needed more firepower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
we got their slop, and they got Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
it's fantastic.
I don't want to put it like that. I mean,
we got the guys who couldn't do it, and now Aaron Rodgers looks as good as he's looked since his MVP season, not me, Willie Colon, and they're about to go on a run here.
This is practice. I'm just talking about how he looked in practice. He looked damn good in practice.
I'm sure he did. That is going to be something to watch, man. That is. We talked yesterday about Shedeur Sanders and Jackson Dart and kind of them being like the
always
New York
tied
Jet, all kind of tied to each other. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, but it feels like that. For the New York Giants but Aaron Rodgers and connected to the Jets.
And quickly, before I know we got to push along, if you're a Jets fan, you still have to be optimistic with what you saw Saturday.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
A really good offensive line, a really good young offensive line. We have a run game. I think Breland Allen is maybe the lead horse right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's documented, but I think out of the three running backs, he's played the best.
Yeah.
He played the best Saturday. And you have a defense that looks strong. I thought Sauce looked good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think there's a lot of optimism. There's
absolutely
a lot of high notes. It's just a matter of how long can they make
it. No,
a high,
listen,
high
I, and I feel that optimism. I do. I feel it for both football teams on a fairly high level. I don't know what optimism.
Let's go to the break.
I don't know what optimism for the New York Giants is, but I do feel it. But Aaron Rodgers dominating in Pittsburgh would be something else.